Six String Hayride Podcast, a journey through the world of classic country music with your hosts, Chris Wainscott and Jim O'Malley. We will be covering all of the great topics in country music, from mama to prison, to dancing, to drinking, to guitar picking, to all the crazy deal with the devil, honky-tonking stuff you do on Saturday night, and how you try to get it past your Lord on Sunday morning. So climb aboard the cart and let's go. Hello, friends and fellow music lovers. Happy Hanukkah, happy Christmas, happy winter solstice, happy Santa's birthday. Whatever you're celebrating, we're with you. All you need is love. All you need is love. Hello, friends and fellow music lovers. Welcome to the Six String Hayride Classic Country and Beyond podcast. This is our year-end episode for 2025. It's been a pretty crazy year. December and January bring a lot of holidays to us. So yes, holidays plural, and we don't know who's celebrating what, so just wish everybody a good time and a little peace and happiness and a warm plate of food.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And if you have a chance to share any of those things, please go ahead and do that. So this is Chris and Jim coming at you for our year-end Hayride episode. Chris is keeping the Christ and Christmas, and I am keeping the God and Godzilla. And we are going to tell you what's been going on this year. 2025. The Grand Ole Opry celebrated their 100-year birthday anniversary this year.
Come and listen to my story, if you will. I'm going to tell about a gang of fellers from down at Nashville. First I'll start with old Red Foley doing the Chattanooga Shoe. We can't forget Hank Williams with them good old Lovesick Blues. It's time for Roy Acuff to go to Memphis on his train with Minnie Pearl and Rod Brassfield and Lazy Jim Day. Turn on all your radios, I know that you will wait. Hear little Jimmy Dickens sing, take an old coal tater and wait. There'll be guitars and fiddles, Earl Scruggs and his banjo too. Bill Monroe singing out the Kentucky blues. Ernest Tubbs number, two wrongs won't make a right at the Grand Ole Opry every Saturday night.
Second only to the National Barn Dance from WLS Radio here in
the country music capital of Chicago, the Grand Ole Opry is second, you know, only to the Barn Dance. That's a lot of history, a lot of tradition, a lot of amazing music. So happy 100 to the Grand Ole Opry. The new Grand Ole Opry members this year, and it's a nice group of people, we get the very outspoken master of the troubadour tradition, politics, rock and roll, punk rock, country, rockabilly, the great Steve Earle made it to the Grand Ole Opry this year.
I saw above me, and in the skyway, and I saw below me, the golden valley, this land's maybe.
Along with a wonderful singer by the name of Susie Bogus. I am mostly familiar with her from her duets with Chet Atkins. They are fantastic. And then the great Kathy Mattea.
There had all but given up when she and Edwin fell in love. She touched his face and shook her head in disbelief. She sighed and said, in many dreams I've held you near. Now at last you're really here.
You may know Kathy Mattea as one of the lead interview subjects and voiceover people in the Ken Burns public television series about country music. So congrats to Kathy Mattea and to Susie Bogus and, of course, to the great Steve Earle.
Steve Earle, you know, he was invited to join by Vince Gill, and then he was inducted by Emmy Lou. So that's got to be just the most incredible sequence of events. You know, you're Steve Earle. You probably don't really think you're ever going to be invited to join the Opry. I mean, I would imagine this long in the industry hasn't happened yet. Why would it happen now? So in and of itself, it's probably, you know, comes out of left field a little bit. But all of a sudden, Emmylou Harris is actually the one inducting you. That's just incredible. There were some other really cool things around the Opry invitations and inductions this year. One of them is that Kathy Mattea, first of all, that kind of surprised me because I guess I just would have assumed she had been a member for a long time. And it this is part of the reason why, and I know this is not the same as a Hall of Fame or anything like that, but this is part of the reason why I don't like things like Halls of Fame and like these sort of old boys club sort of things, because there's too many times where you go, well, wait a minute, I can't believe that insert name of absolutely insane transgression here. So I guess I would have always kind of assumed that she had been a member for a long time, but I do think it's really cool that she was invited by Charlie McCoy. We've talked about Charlie on the podcast quite a bit. He's a member of the Nashville A-Team. There aren't too many of those guys left. Interestingly, he's most known in the A-Team for being a multi-instrumentalist. Specifically, harmonica is one of his strong suits. So all in all, a pretty cool thing. And then another really neat thing that happens in the Opry this year is Mattea's actually being inducted. She actually interrupts her own performance to invite Susie Bogus to also join the Opry. So it's the first time in Opry history that they have both an induction and an invitation on the same night.
Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. And a nice bit of people helping other people. There was a benefit earlier this year for the victims of the flooding in Texas. Note to governor of Texas, you might want to spend some money on infrastructure and science and weather study and alerting your people as to the reality of the environments around them. But Lyle Lovett, Miranda Lambert, and Lucas Nelson organized a lot of musicians into a benefit concert. They raised $8 million. So Miranda, Lyle, Lucas, well done, and thank you very much. I know what Chris often says about Hall of Fames, unless it's a musician he likes or a member of the Dallas Cowboys, and generally he is correct. And this year, the Country Music Hall of Fame could not have done a better job. The most outrageous and well-rounded talent of the Carter girls, the daughters of the Queen of Country, Mother Maybelle Carter, June Carter Cash, makes it into the Country Music Hall of Fame as a solo musician, not with her family, not with her sisters, not with her husband. June Carter Cash, and if you're one of those few people that says, well, she's only famous because of her mom and her husband, you know, she did write Ring of Fire. She plays auto harp, guitar, piano, a few other instruments, a wonderful singing voice with a lot of grit and soul to it. And, you know, this is the woman that got Johnny Cash to give up pills and adultery. And, you know, among her many musical achievements, you try having a personality strong enough to do that.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire.
Long overdue issue with Halls of Fame finally gets resolved in 2025. This is something that Chris and I have been waiting for pretty much the entire time we've known each other. So, you know, we're looking at two decades here, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame finally does the right damn thing, and they bring in David Letterman to induct Warren Zevon. And it's about damn time. Letterman was probably the TV host that gave the most love and attention and respect to Warren Zevon and his music. They were good friends in the real world when there's no TV on. And yeah, you know, please do not do the whole, oh yeah, that werewolf song, One Hit Wonder. The man wrote some impressive songs covered by folks like Linda Ronstadt, Jackson Browne, many others. One of our favorites here where Warren gets into the country mythology is Frank and Jesse James.
War broke out between the states and they joined up with Cantrill, and it was over in Clay County that Frank and Jesse finally learned to kill. Keep on riding, 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 Frank and Jesse James. Keep on riding, 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 till you clear your names. Keep on riding, 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 across the rivers and the range. Keep on riding, 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 Frank and Jesse James.
Yeah, finally Warren Zevon gets in, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame accidentally gets it right this year.
I have to fully agree with Jim here that is so overdue.
Thank you. because it is holiday time again, we've got some classic oldies getting back into the record charts.
How'd you like to spend Christmas on Christmas Island? How'd you like to spend a holiday away across the sea?
Originally from 1964, Brenda Lee, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Tries to stop rocking around the Christmas tree. Let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
And of course, from 1947, Gene Autry, Here Comes Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane, vixen and blixen and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle, jangle, oh, what a beautiful sight. So jump in bed and cover your head, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Indeed, here he comes. It's that time of year. Hope you've been good. And, yeah, every year. And Chris commented on this, I think, in last year's Christmas episode. Gene Autry, every year, guaranteed, back in the charts at Christmas time.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose, and his eyes made out of coal.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game.
Hear those sleigh bells jingle, jangle, oh, what a beautiful sight. So jump in bed and cover your head, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, he loves you just the same.
We have some really interesting top singles and records over 2025. And we get into this thing where people say, well, I miss the old country music. And it's got to have fiddles and steel guitar or it ain't country music. Well, a few quick thoughts on that. All those classic Jimmy Rogers and Carter Family records, well, no steel guitar, and occasionally fiddle, but not very much. The brilliant classic, Marty Robbins, El Paso, no steel guitar, no fiddle, lots of horse riding, lots of shooting, lots of beautiful Spanish-style flamenco guitar, courtesy of the great Grady Martin. So before I tell you what these top records were from 2025, hey, come on, folks, keep that in mind. It ain't always the way you remember it, because we're kind of tempted to remember only the fun stuff from when we were young and happy and healthy. So all that being said.
You ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't know that.
Music changes. country music changes. The musicians, the instruments, the subject matter, the writing. You know, years ago, stuff that sold like hotcakes, the next year, nobody cared about it anymore. Now we're going to see what happens with this year's music. Among our top records, a collaboration between Jelly Roll and Shaboozy, a song called Amen.
Lonely highway, paying for my sins. If heaven saw me out last Friday, hell, I ain't getting in. I'm getting used to getting sideways till I can't see straight. The angels know they don't look my way. I'm way too gonna save. I'm digging my grave down 12 feet deep. Got none left, so I'm on my knees begging. Somebody said pray for me, cause the pills ain't out and I still can't sleep. Somebody sent a word upstairs, cause the bar shut down and I'm God knows where. Folks, I'm not gonna have a store, cause mine ain't working anymore. Somebody said pray for me, all I'm asking for is a little mercy. Dusty Silverado, running low on grace, headed nowhere fast with my feet up on the dash, just hoping I see the day.
And then Shaboozy, and you know, honestly, don't know much about him. I've heard some of his records, they're okay, not really my thing, but at the rate he's selling, I'm not his intended audience. Shaboozy has hit the high mark in the country pop music charts of the second longest run for a number one single, and that is the bar song, otherwise known as Tipsy.
My baby born a Birkin, she's been telling me all night long, gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working, why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems, I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
We'll see what happens with that record and that artist down the road. Is it flavor of the month, or is he on his way to building something classic? We get the incredible full-length album Arcadia from Alison Krauss. She's been around a long time. She's brilliant, not going anywhere. And then the man himself, been around forever. He's 85 this year, one of the greatest drummers ever. The great Ringo Starr with the album Look Up, a nice country record with T-Bone Burnett, and a lot of great guest stars, including Larkin Poe and Billy Strings. The tour that he did in the fall of 2025, tons of fun. Saw him in Milwaukee. Great show.
It's a long way down and there's no bottom. You had the blues, but you forgot them. Look up in the midnight hour. Look up. Love is the high.
And then we get a fellow named Morgan Wallen, One Thing at a Time. And with a couple other cuts, Morgan Wallen dominated the Billboard country charts this year. So we're going to give you a little taste of his music.
One day you're gonna see my mugshot from a night when I got a little too drunk. Hear a song about a girl that I lost from the times when I just wouldn't grow up. And when you ain't a kid no more, I hope you don't think less of me. I try to hide my falling soul, but you're gonna see. Now me and that bottle's my crib tonight. Brings a man still down to his knees. Don't always know my wrong from right. Sometimes I'm my own worst enemy.
Again, not quite my thing, but let's check back and see what the country music world thinks of this fellow's work and how well it ages.
I think when you say that something may become classic or it may just be crap, you know, there's definitely a there. I think it's fair to say that, you know, obviously there's a lot of groups online that you can find on Facebook where you're going to see people arguing that no music today is any good whatsoever. But the fact is, if Facebook would have been around in the 90s and 80s and 70s and 60s and so on and so forth, I think you could go back and find these same sorts of claims then.
Hillbilly's talking about turning green. Cornbread, sweet potatoes, pork and beans. Country roads, farm and ranch. Drink a little creek water from the branch. We got pickup trucks, chicken clucks. Happy even when we're down on our luck. We got a fat back, that's a fact. If you don't know, that's a country rap. Neighbor down the road's got a cow for sale. $20 more, you get the horns and tail.
Kiss my grits!
From my own journey in country music, I can tell you this. When Garth Brooks first broke, I thought he was terrible. That rodeo song, that's just dumb. It's just dumb. However, it turns out that Garth's a pretty seriously good country artist. I don't like a lot of his stuff, but the stuff I like, I really like. And we've talked about things like Thunder Rolls on the podcast, for example, and the importance of that. So sometimes you start out thinking something is terrible and oops, you're just wrong and you don't know what you're talking about.
We received our education in the cities of the nation, the Anpar.
Again, though, from my own experience, I remember when Travis Tritt came out with that T-R-O-U-B-L-E song, and I thought that was super catchy and great, and nobody even remembers it was a thing anymore, which in hindsight, you know, I get it. It was just kind of a bubblegummy pop thing. Which, by the way, is why when people try to explain to you now that country music isn't real anymore, it's just pop nonsense, those arguments have been around since I've been around.
Cause we got a little convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a little convoy. It's your beautiful sight. Come on and join our convoy. Ain't nothing gonna get in our way. We gonna roll this fucking convoy across the USA. Convoy.
Now, Breaker, Big Ben, this here's a duck. And you want to back off them hogs? 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
As far as newer artists go, I've heard a little bit of stuff from Shaboozy. I'm with Jim in that it's not exactly my cup of tea. However, I've also heard some of the Jelly Roll stuff, and some of that stuff I actually like. And my stepmom, who was in her 70s, is a very, very seriously dedicated Jelly Roll fan.
Morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away again. watching the tide roll away, sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Well, I've got nothing to live for. Looks like nothing's gonna come my way.
The world received news that the Colonel, the soul man, one of the great Telecaster men and songwriters, Steve Cropper, passed away in Nashville at the age of 84. Steve Cropper, of course, from Booker T and the MGs. He was the house guitarist and songwriter and producer for the legendary Stax Records on Macklemore Avenue in beautiful Memphis, Tennessee. Steve Cropper has a songwriting or production credit on Green Onions, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, In the Midnight Hour, Knock on Wood, 6345789. Just in the last 2 years, he's still been busy playing live, collaborating with people like Brian May from Queen, issued a great record called Friendly Town. Chris and I have talked about Steve Cropper a lot on the podcast because he's just that damn good and important. And I think like Warren Zevon and some of these other musicians that we love to talk about, not so much of a name with the public, but the musician's musician, yes.
I'm gonna sit on the top of the bay, watching the tide roll away, sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. To make this dock my home, I'm gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away, sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Keith Richards once gave a review of Steve Cropper's guitar playing with one word: perfect.
So one thing I'm always going to feel like we got very, very right on the Hayride is that we did a full episode dedicated to Steve Cropper and about Steve Cropper while Steve Cropper was still alive. It's really difficult to watch a lot of history pass us by as the musical icons that we've grown up listening to wind up leaving us. But it's nice to know that we were thinking about them before they were gone. So one of the things I've been doing for the last few days, I've actually been reading a lot of tributes that have been rolling in from other musicians. Joe Bonamassa was talking about how, you know, he was on the session when history was made. He came up with guitar parts we all studied. I mean, that's an amazing tribute coming from a guy like Joe Bonamassa. Tommy Emmanuel tweeted, "Steve Cropper, one of the most influential guitar players of our time, passed away today. Shake your tail feather, brother." So, you know, Bonamassa had a lot more to say than what I quoted. Emmanuel had very little to say, but both are very, very poignant. The Blues Brothers official Facebook page, they wanted to make sure that people understood that not only was Steve Cropper, you know, the backbone of the Blues Brothers band, but they really wanted to highlight the fact that he co-wrote songs like Sitting on the Dock of the Bay or In the Midnight Hour. As Jim mentioned, Green Onions, which is probably you know, I would say Green Onions is probably where I first became familiar with Steve Cropper. And that was probably one of the first times that I actually knew the name of an instrumental piece of music. You know, when I was younger, I really didn't care for instrumentals of any kind at all. I didn't listen to a ton of jazz or classical or any of that when I was, you know, little, like single digits little. And so as a result, I just always grew up preferring music that was very lyrical in nature. But that's probably one of the first pieces of music where I actually knew what it was called, recognized it, knew who it was by, and enjoyed it. You know, I was also reading some words that Brian May had to say, talking about how, you know, he was referring to Steve Cropper as one of the great original guitar heroes. And as you mentioned, and as we talked about on the Steve Cropper episode, Brian May and Steve Cropper performed together on Cropper's album Friendly Town in 2024. So, you know, this isn't a guy who just admires, you know, this other guy's guitar style. They actually got to work together recently, you know, when they're both established legends. So how cool would that be? Dan Aykroyd, of course, was quick to point out that there never would have been a Blues Brothers without Steve Cropper, and that it was an honor to share the studios and stages with them. One of the most moving tributes that I read came from Warren Haynes. He pointed out that, you know, it's one thing to contribute to a sound that already exists, but in Steve Cropper's case, you know, he helped create soul music. You know, Steve comes along and literally helps create an entire movement of music. You know, call it whatever you want. Call it the Memphis sound, call it soul music, call it call it whatever, but it is an incredible way to think about it. And Warren Haynes being one of the most soulful people that has ever graced the planet with their presence, I'm going to take his word for it.
Here at the Hayride, Chris and I often kind of set the bar for the quality of a musician or songwriter, singer, based on the people they collaborate with. You know, who are their friends? What's the company they keep? And over the years, Steve Cropper, of course, with Booker T and the MGs, with Otis Redding, with Sam and Dave, with Carla Thomas, and Wilson Pickett at Stax in Memphis. But Steve Cropper's also worked with Alabama, Barbie Benton, Big Star, Frank Black, Bob Weir and his solo band, The Midnights, with Jimmy Buffett, with Billy Burnett, with Yvonne Elliman, Jose Feliciano, Eddie Floyd, Peter Frampton. Cropper has worked with Art Garfunkel, Richie Havens, LaVon Helm, Etta James, Winona Judd, with John Lennon on that great rock and roll album from 1975. Cropper has worked with Aaron Neville, Wayne Newton, Roy Orbison, with Dolly Parton in 1982 on Heartbreak Express, of course, with Wilson Pickett in The Midnight Hour. Cropper has also worked with John Prine, Common Sense, from 1975. He is the really main songwriter, you know, collaborator, partner with the great Otis Redding until Otis's death in December of 1967, 27 years old, kind of at the height of his powers at that time. Cropper's also worked with Paul Simon and the Staple Singers, Ringo Starr, Rod Stewart, Carla Thomas, Dale Watson. It's just a big loss for anybody that needs a good lick, a good song, or, you know, good rhythm guitar groove for their record. You know, like Chris said, there's kind of weird ways that you get into stuff. If it's Green Onions kind of being everywhere in the culture, you know, by the time you're a young listener, for me, it was a little backwards and sideways because of the Blues Brothers movie.
Move them on, hit them up, hit them up.
Move them on,
move them on,
hit them up.
Rawhide, cut them out.
Ride them in,
cut them out.
Cut them out,
ride them in rawhide.
Move
them on,
hit them up,
move them on, rawhide, cut them out,
ride
them
in,
cut them out, ride them in rawhide.
That music and Steve Cropper's songwriting and guitar playing, that's been in my blood for a long, long time. Okay. Okay, everyone. Well, we've been through the news, good and bad, and that means it's time to sit down and have a drink. And to pay respect to Dave Burgess, who passed away this year at age 90, the man who wrote the song Tequila, not only do we have a tequila drink, but we have Chris's personal tequila drink recipe, the tequila sunrise, and with Hanukkah and Christmas and all that stuff coming up, you are likely to be swarmed by in-laws and relatives and neighbors. So we're just going right to tequila because you need help.
This is not the kind of thing you want to order in public. This is not the kind of thing you want to make and drink if you have to go somewhere. Because this is what you're going to do. You're going to start with a pint glass. I did not say that incorrectly. You're going to start with a pint glass. Take a handful of ice cubes, whatever amount of ice you generally desire in a drink, toss that in there. I want you to fill the glass about a third full with tequila. Then I want you to eyeball it and decide it can hold a little bit more and dump it about another half ounce or so. Next, you're going to pour in some orange juice. Let's pour it in until you're maybe 3/4 of an inch to a half inch short of the rim. Then you're going to pour in some grenadine. Some of you might want to pour in a lot of grenadine because there's a lot of tequila in this drink, folks. Now, feel free to thin this recipe down if you like. You can use a shot of tequila and a, you know, one part of tequila to 2 parts orange juice and a dash of grenadine if you like. But trust me, my way is better. Like, this comes from experience.
Well, everyone out there in Hayride Land, thank you for another fantastic year. Chris appreciates you. I appreciate you. Please appreciate us by looking us up on patreon.com. We love you long time for that one. It's been a fun year. Lots of music and other fun things to discuss. So whatever it is you're celebrating, Hanukkah, Christmas, Solstice, Santa's got a birthday coming up. Baby Jesus got a birthday coming up, and yet he still remains a baby. I'm kind of wrestling with that one. But whatever it is you're celebrating, I hope you have a good, peaceful time doing it. Be kind to your neighbors. Be even kinder to strangers.
Hate is always foolish. Love is always wise. Always try to be nice, but never fail to be kind.
I can see all the people in this whole wide world. That's a union that'll tear the fascists down, down, down. That's a union that'll tear the fascists down.
And we'll never rest again until every Nazi dies.
I'd like to remind you to email us at sixstringhayride@yahoo.com. Six is spelled out. You can also search us on Facebook as Six String Hayride, or what we'd really appreciate you doing is finding us on Patreon under Six String Hayride as well.
Well, folks, thanks again for joining your hosts, Chris Wainscott and Jim O'Malley, on the Six String Hayride Classic Country Podcast. We are here for all of your classic country, rockabilly, early rock and roll, little gospel, little blues, a lot of excellent country music themed recipes. And basically, we are here to keep your musical circle rockin', boppin', and very much unbroken. So thank you for sticking with us. We will see you down the road real soon. And again, whether it's in your home, in your community, wherever it is you do your thing, keep your circle unbroken. Stay well, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
Oh, can the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a bitter home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken by and by, Lord, by and by.
Remember, the Force will be with you always.